This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a report out from the World Bank this week that, not that we needed it, gives another sobering assessment of what a warming planet is going to do to humankind. More than 200 million people worldwide, the report says, could be forced to leave their homes and their communities in the next 30 years, a mass migration that in some places might start within the next decade. But some of those millions of people, as Marketplace Samantha Fields reports, might not be able to move.
In some parts of the world, like the Mekong Delta in Vietnam, sea level rise will push people towards cities like Hanoi. In Morocco and other parts of North Africa,
the story is really about water scarcity.
Vivian Clement is a climate change specialist at the World Bank who worked on the report. She says in Africa, Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America,
climate change is emerging as a potent driver of migration within countries.
In some ways, she says, that could be a good thing if large numbers of people move out of areas that are especially vulnerable to climate change, if they move.
We have seen these predictions of hundreds of millions of people moving as a result of climate change since the 1990s and even before, and we have not seen those play out.
Karen Jacobson is a professor of global migration at Tufts University's Fletcher School. She says that's not because climate change isn't happening.
It's because people cannot move, even if they want to, even if they know that they should. People can only migrate if they have the means to migrate.
But many people who live in areas being hit the hardest by sea level rise and extreme heat don't have the means to migrate. And even when people do have resources,
migration is tricky because people have a lot of incentive to stay where they are. You know, people have jobs and family.
Solomon Cheung is a professor of public policy at UC Berkeley.
So I think what we'll see first is a lot of people experimenting with spending time in other regions, maybe for prolonged periods.
Like so many people have done during COVID and after hurricanes and wildfires. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.